This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Rockin' and rolling with another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hello, everybody. Beautiful day out there today. Savor it because it won't last. Some weather rolling in. Well, we're going to find out what it's like to eat your words. And we have a lot of folks on the left, the Trump-hating left, who are munching on some nasty words that don't look too good. The Biden administration's energy department coming out and saying coronavirus originated in a lab. Same thing Donald Trump said. But boy, oh boy, they didn't like that conclusion much from Donald Trump. They being the vast majority of the media on the left. And I don't know about you, but I want to hear them eat their words. I'm kind of looking forward to that. Just chow down, eat some of those words. We'll do that before the end of the program, I promise. First, we're going to talk a little bit about gaming and a possible vote of North Dakota voters on HCR 3002, that's a legislative resolution, that if it passes, will be on the ballot for North Dakota voters in November to decide what do they think about sports betting. As we've said earlier in the program, sports betting is here already. Why not have North Dakota reap some of the benefits of that? Tell us a little bit about that. Our friend Representative Greg Steeman is here. Hello, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you very much for the time today. We appreciate it. Talk about this journey. What are the arguments you want people to know about in the way of the potential sports betting in North Dakota?
Yeah, and I appreciate you having me on, Scott, and thanks for the question. I think when I was first approached about the topic, I needed to be educated a little bit, too, and you realize that it is already taking place in North Dakota. They've extrapolated data and things along those lines, but it is happening. And I think any of us, Scott, I'm guessing you included, we can have random discussions with any number of our friends. And if we bring up the topic of sports betting, one or two out of five of them will say, yeah, I do it on occasion. I'll throw $10 on heads or tails or whatever it might be. It's one of those things that people has really grown, in the country as a matter in which people choose to spend some discretionary income. And so I think that's the most important thing is, hey, it is happening. It is going on. And the fact that in the state of North Dakota, you can't access any of the legal sites, you end up having to go to foreign countries, foreign entities, and there are really no protections for the people that are choosing to do this in a recreational manner. And so what we've, our whole thought on this, Scott, is let's at least acknowledge that it's already happening. I mean, we're crazy if we don't think it's happening. I think you can attest to that as well. So what we have to do is say, let's regulate it and let's provide consumer protections. Let's make sure that, that people that choose to do this, choose to spend discretionary income dollars on this form of recreation have protections and are not going to be put in a tough position or lose more than what they should, whatever it might be. So, and then the other regulation, and you talked about it right before you asked the question, is, hey, probably in excess of 35 million or so leaving in the state. This would be what the companies make. If we, you know, a standard tax, I think, is somewhere around 10% that states are able to get. And so if that's $3.5 billion a year, my guess is we can utilize those dollars for people that maybe have problems on the gambling side. The other thing is when we're using reputable sites, they have algorithms in place that will detect problem gambling long before any of these offshore entities do. And it's to their benefit to recognize problem gambling and protect people from mounting up too much debt. And it's no different than any other activity. Some people, it's too much for them and they don't handle it in the right way. But for the vast majority of people that choose to do it, they manage their dollars and they keep things under control. So it's really about let's regulate it. Let's acknowledge that it is happening. Let's regulate it and let's get consumer protections in place. And the byproduct of doing those things the right way is probably a fair amount of revenue annually to the state of North Dakota.
How can you crunch those numbers? How do you know? How do you get a handle on how many dollars are being bet right now?
That's a good question. The American Gaming Association collects data on this. They collect data from all over the country, to be honest with you. And because in this day and age of being able to find, you know, who's playing, who's attempting to access a legal site in a state where it is not legal. And North Dakota is a perfect example of this. I believe it was last August they did a 10-day or a 2-week window of, you know, seeing who would be pinging these legal betting sites. But if they were in the state of North Dakota, it was illegal, so they weren't able to access. It was well over 2,000 pings that took place in that brief amount of time of people attempting to access these sites. So it's the American Gaming Association that collects the data, and they collect the data from a national standpoint. And so they don't go down, you know, they try not to drill down into each state, but they know the national numbers. And then from there, that is where they'll say, all right, based on per capita and things along those lines, what would the numbers look like? And I think on the, I don't want to say on the high end, but they kind of estimated around 138,000 people in the state of North Dakota. Well, if people want to say that's high, that's fine, but it's extrapolated data from national numbers. If they want to say it's 100,000, I think the most important thing is let's at least acknowledge that it has happened. Because I talked to a number of friends who are really, really good people that say, you know what? I like throwing $10 on the Vikings. I like saying, you know what? At the beginning of the year, even though I'm a Vikings fan and I know they're never going to win, I'm going to throw $50 on the fact that they might win the Super Bowl and I want to use my mobile device to do it. So that's where the data comes from, Scott, is the American Gaming Association. And I don't know that it behooves them to put out inaccurate data because this is getting legal in more and more states. And I think what they're doing is, hey, if it's going to be legal and going to be happening, let's have accurate numbers. Let's have real-time data that allows people to make accurate speculation on how the gaming industry would impact their state should they choose to legalize it, regulate it, and provide consumer protections.
We heard from some people who, use the DraftKings site, for instance, and just turn off their location so they're able to bet that way. And there's also a lot of people we've heard from that do this every day overseas. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the ability to regulate it. What is the risk of people that are doing it and will continue to do it without the norms, without it being regulated, without it being legal in North Dakota? What's the risk for them?
You know, that's a fair question. But what you have is you have people, and at least in the continental United States, when they're dealing with reputable companies, there are policies and practices they have to follow. I mean, they have to protect your personal data. They have to protect, you know, and they're responsible for the data that they have on each individual who might be utilizing those sites. Let's be honest. Once we get outside the borders of the United States, I don't think those countries really think they owe anybody anything. And I think the opportunity, which from my standpoint, the cybersecurity, that's the biggest thing that people are able to take advantage of people unwittingly is their personal data, their personal information, whether it's bank account information, credit card data, whatever it might be. there are no restrictions outside of the United States when it comes to, you know, what those people owe each individual when it comes to terms of protecting their data and individual privacy. So from my standpoint, Scott, and that's just mine, to me, that's the biggest thing of all, the consumer protection end of it, is that people are going to choose to do this, and if we're going to force them to have to do it outside of the borders of North Dakota, it's going to be easier for a lot of them to use these foreign websites rather than just driving across the border and being able to place a bet in a state that allows it legally.
I agree with you, because it's happening now. And obviously, to allow it here, the state benefits monetarily, as you mentioned earlier, and the taxing of it. But most importantly, you have citizens at risk that are engaging in these sports gaming things where their data is compromised and everything else. Short break. We'll talk more with Greg about this and what the next steps are. Greg Steeman with us, state representative, on the What's On Your Mind after a short time out. Don't go away.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military-services.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February auctions include 786 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, 310 acres of highly productive cropland in Renville County near Glenburn, 308 acres of excellent cropland in Trail County south of Mayville in Portland, 640 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 340 acres of exceptional cropland in Becker County, Minnesota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Whoa. Hey. And by the way, you know, I'm not I may be a white boy, but I'm not stupid. I know where the power is. I know where the power is. You think I'm joking?
Another day, another placement of a foot in the mouth by Joe Biden here.
I know where the power is.
Right.
And you people of color, that's it.
You are a political necessity for me as a president of the United States. That's what he's saying right there. You know? Power is right there. So I'm here. That, by the way, is at a Black History Month event. And Kamala Harris was there, too, acting very weird. There was a young black man that was speaking at the podium, and she was doing all kinds of things. Anyway, just thought you'd want to know another moment. Also, some words will be eaten. I think we have salt and pepper. Do we have salt and pepper?
Maybe I got some hot sauce,
too. A little peanut butter. We have lots of words to be eaten coming up on the program today, so stay tuned for that as well. Going to be fun. Continuing our chat with Representative Greg Steeman. I might, I know I'm a white boy, but I'm not stupid, and I think it makes a lot of sense for the state legislature to say, let's put this on the ballot. Let's let North Dakotans decide. Let's have sports gaming. And again, the train has left the station, so it's just one of those arguments that just reminds me a little bit of the seatbelt argument. You know, it's like, well, I don't like that primary enforcement. We've got secondary enforcement. The seatbelt law is already the law. I mean, what are you trying to accomplish here? It's just like, you know, I just want to stick my, right there, going to implant my feet right there firmly in the ground, and we're not going to move one inch. It just kind of didn't make any sense. Back with Representative Greg Steeman to talk about it. It's House CR 3002. It'll be in the Senate. Just to finish on the process a little bit here, you mentioned it's already happening. You mentioned it's an opportunity to regulate it. The consumer protections that would come, which we don't have with people that are going overseas, and then really this is about the people deciding anyway, right, Greg?
Yes, Scott, and I think that's, and to be honest with you, I don't do it. I don't force that. But I do think it's, you know, I've talked to enough people that said, hey, can we get it here? Because it's just, I think there's 30 states now that do it. And I think it is fair. Let's let the people just tell us, we either want this or we don't. And then we can move on from it. And I had some people say, well, let the people get the signatures. We have more than one way to put a measure on the ballot. And one is to allow, you know, for the Senate and the House to say, yeah, we will hear your voice, and we will hear your voice by providing you clear, concise language. We will not have a ton of garbled language where you're going, well, what am I voting for if I vote yes, or what am I voting for if I vote no? It's yes, we want sports betting. No, we don't. And that's really all it is. And once the people have spoken on it, then we can take the next steps. I think that's really all it is. And I've actually talked to some fellow senators that said, oh, this is just to get it to the ballot. I said, yeah, that's really all it is. It's to allow the people, the citizens, the voting citizens in North Dakota to let us know, yes, we want to have sports betting, or no, we don't want to take part in it. And other states around us, then they can benefit from it, and we will continue to do it in the manner that we are. So that's really what it's about. And I think that's an okay thing to do, especially when we're not throwing confusing language out there and trying to convince somebody that the measure is something that it's not. And so I think that it's good to have clear, concise language and allow the voters of North Dakota to have a say.
That is in the Senate now, is that right?
Yes, Scott. It'll be over and it'll get introduced in the Senate, go through committee. I'm not sure exactly at this point in time which committee it will be going through. I don't know if it, I think on the House side it was in Judiciary, and so I can see potentially Judiciary, maybe IBL, maybe Industry, Business, Labor, maybe Government and Veterans Affairs. I'm not really sure where it'll go. So, or tax. It could go through the tax committee as well.
And that will be how soon, do you know?
I'm thinking probably early on. It was fairly early on the House side, Scott. And I don't know that always guarantees it's going to be early on in the Senate side, but more often than not, in my brief experience in the state legislature, that's when the stuff that you heard early on one side, you typically heard early on the other side.
Interesting. Yeah, that's any other states you're familiar with that have had similar debates and ultimately a good experience after it got put in place?
You know, it's a good question. I think I cannot speak personally to visiting with anybody else from any other state. other than saying it's certainly trending in the direction where more and more states are doing it. I believe we're up to 30 now that allow it. And it, that number does continue to grow. And I think just over the weekend, we saw that there's a, like all the sports teams, all the professional sports teams in Minnesota, have banded together. I think even along with the tribes and things along those lines and said, yes, let's bring sports betting to the state of Minnesota because we know it's already happening. So let's regulate it. Let's put consumer protections in place and let's then also benefit as a state financially so that we can address the issues. If there are problems, people that have problems with gambling, like there are, along with people that have problems with drugs and alcohol and things along those lines, can we put funds in place to put some preventative action, preventative care in place for those people who could potentially have problems? So I believe it was just over this past weekend that all the professional sports teams banded together along with the tribes and some other entities and said, hey, listen, let's do this because it's inevitably going to happen.
Anything else you want to tell us about this debate?
No, I just appreciate the opportunity to come on and say, hey, listen, this is really just to allow the people of North Dakota to have a say. And I think it's important. I'm not trying to convince Scott. I think you and I both acknowledge we're aware that it's happening. And I think that's the biggest thing is the fact that it is happening. How do we best regulate it? How do we best protect our citizens if they are choosing to do it? And let's just allow the citizens of North Dakota to vote on it and say, yeah, we want this and we want to put these protections in place, or no, we don't want to have anything to do with it. And that's okay. We'll let the voters decide.
Dexter, a different topic, but wants to know if there's any chance that the time change foolishness will end by work of the legislature.
I'd like it all to end. And so we'll see. Where do you stand on that, Scott? I'd be fine if we weren't changing the clock and just kept as much daylight as possible all the time. I don't know.
Yeah, I've not spending much time thinking about it, but yeah, it doesn't seem like it would. If I was out west and on the borderline, I would be just crazy from all the time changes. So I get that.
Exactly. I think that is that's kind of the people just saying, "Good Lord, can we just do it and keep our clocks without having to change them?" So.
Exactly.
I don't know if didn't have any legislation in front of us in the first half on the House side that I'm aware of.
Legislative, another listener. Legislature initiated. Clear measure sounds good as long as politicians don't assume licenses to make a big trough in their budget to use. You're not talking about that. You're talking about just a simple tax like everybody uses, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. On the monies that the large companies are taking out of state, we would just keep a portion of that in state.
Yeah, I've never done this in my life. Maybe one time like 100 years ago to sports casino or something, bet on the bikes just for fun. But I'm with Greg on this. This makes good sense, and we'll hope the Senate supports it. Let him know we'd like that. If you see him, I have a chance to email him. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it. The reviews are in. My coffee is a big hit. People absolutely love it. One of our listeners said, Scott, I've sampled a lot of coffee, but this one's different. It's rich, but also very smooth, low acidity. The finish is clean, and it has a pleasant aftertaste. Try some for yourself today. Go to mystore.com. Use the promo code Scott for up to 25% off. Your choices include whole bean, ground, coffee pods, light roast, medium roast, dark roast, and a decaf. Again, in coffee pods, ground, or whole bean, your choice. And guess what? It's roasted and packed right here in the USA. It's guaranteed, like all the products at MyPillow. Mike Lindell invites you to try his new product, My Coffee, by going to mystore.com. Use the promo code Scott or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028 or mystore.com, promo code Scott, for the best coffee you've ever had, bar none.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is taking up a legal fight over President Biden's executive order plan to wipe away student loan debt and put the financial obligation onto you, the taxpayer. The High Court is hearing arguments today in two challenges to the plan, which so far has been blocked by judges on lower courts. Arguments are scheduled to last about 2 hours. President Biden held a Black History Month reception at the White House.
History matters and Black history matters. Look, I can't just choose to learn what we want to know. We learn what we should know. We have to learn everything, the good, the bad, the truth, and who we are as a nation.
The U.S. Marshals Service announced a security breach over a week ago that resulted in the compromise of sensitive information through a ransomware attack. The affected system contains law enforcement sensitive information, USMS investigations, and certain USMS employees. Lance Fry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Watch his birthday. He doesn't look a day over 30. How old is he?
46 today. He brought the rain at WeFest last year.
Yeah, no kidding.
Great show.
And a talent, for sure. Yeah.
Jason Aldean. He can hold his own in the bow stand, too.
Happy birthday, Jason Aldean. 27 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. You get to hear some people eat their words in just a moment here. You're gonna feast on this hilarious little buffet of people having to eat their words. After I tell you about my friends at PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience, they're the best. Barbecue chicken on 45th today. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, tacos in Yulin, PetroServe USA, Tater Tot, Hot Dish in Glendon, Swedish Meatballs, NP Avenue, Cheeseburger Macaroni, 12th Avenue, 929, Stuffed Peppers or Meatloaf, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Just tell them Scott sent you, okay? All right. You ready, Kev?
Yep.
All right. You know who Nicole Wallace is? She used to work for George W. Bush as a top aide.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened to her, but she lost any semblance of conservatism. And she went loony left. She went to work for MSNBC. Let's see what she had to say about this whole deal.
Traditionally driven by science, not presidential politics. And the scientists aren't the only ones rankled today by Trump's effort at reputational repair. The New York Times also advances recent reporting on U.S. intelligence agencies, which we learned this week provided intel in the president's PDB as early as January about the lethal spread of COVID. Those same agencies now have been tapped with investigating one of Trump world's most favorite conspiracy theories. New York Times reports this, quote, senior Trump administration officials have pushed American spy agencies to hunt for evidence to support an unsubstantiated theory.
Oh, yeah.
That a government lab in Wuhan, China was the origin of the coronavirus outbreak. That's according to current and former American officials. The effort comes as President Trump escalates a campaign to blame China for the pandemic. Some intel analysts are concerned that the pressure from the administration officials will distort assessments about the virus and that they could be used as a political weapon in an intensifying battle with China over a disease that has infected more than 3 million people across the globe. The stories of Trump reaching deep into the government agencies charged with science.
Hard to listen to. just dripping with, disdain. Listen to this first part. I really like this first part here.
Traditionally driven by science, not presidential politics.
Not presidential politics, it's science. Oh, wait. Did the Biden administration say that the China virus came from a lab in China? Help me out, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Did they say that? Okay. Another CNN report here. Listen to this.
How it may have spread from bats to humans continues to be a subject of investigation.
Because we don't know where the novel coronavirus came from yet, the conspiracy theories fill the void.
I'm telling you, the Chi-Coms are trying to weaponize this thing.
Here's conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh with zero proof suggesting a Chinese bioweapon lab is to blame. A Chinese official tweeting.
Proof, huh? El Rushbo knew exactly what he's doing. Now the Chinese response?
It might be U.S. Army who brought the epidemic to Wuhan. But to find the real source of this pandemic, it's best to leave it to science. CNN has spoken to a half dozen virus hunters who right now say anyone who claims they know the exact source of the novel coronavirus is guessing.
Oh, my gosh. This is just priceless. Ken, we gotta include some of those late night talk show hosts too, like Jimmy Kimmel, don't we?
It's also pushing U.S. intelligence to find evidence for this theory that the virus was accidentally released from a lab in Wuhan. That's his new angle to feed the wingnuts to treat this virus like it was a conspiracy of some kind.
It should have never happened. This plague should never have happened. It could have been stopped. But people chose not to stop it.
What people? Tomorrow he'll blame the Spanish flu on Antonio Banderas. Trump has also reportedly been upset with
him. Oh. Was Jimmy Kimmel wrong? Think he's munching on some words right now? I think he is. We can't do this without Joanne Reed. Bring it on, Joanne. Chow down on some words.
In a lab in Wuhan, China. And yet this week, Donald Trump is still pushing the debunked bunkum, despite his own intelligence community's findings that that is simply not true. On Thursday, the intelligence community released a rare statement saying they agree with the scientific consensus that the virus was not man-made. But it's not like Trump has a history of going against the words of his own intelligence community or anything.
Interesting. So the intelligence community issued a letter saying, not true. I hate to do this to you, but I'm going to have Joy Reid explain this to you one more time.
In a lab in Wuhan, China. And yet this week, Donald Trump is still pushing the debunked bunkum, despite his own intelligence community's findings that that is simply not true. On Thursday, the intelligence community released a rare statement saying they agree with the scientific consensus that the virus was not man-made. But it's not like Trump has a history of going against the words of his own intelligence community or anything.
The Director of National Intelligence.
Cut that one off because John Roberts was about to ask a question. Did she say debunked bunkum? Did you hear that?
Yeah, something like that.
Debunked bunkum. Interesting. Okay, how about Joe Scarborough? You know you want to hear him showing his words.
Off the top of it, his head comes conspiracy theories on the Internet, and even yesterday, you saw some of his supporters, some people on the Internet, starting to suggest that it was like a bioweapon, which of course, nobody said that. The president never even said that. Just said it may have come out of a lab by mistake. But
it did come out of a lab, Joe.
Again, he can't just sit back and let the doctors and the scientists do their jobs. He's got
because they lie and they were wrong. That's why. More Joe.
Guy that didn't Tom go to Harvard?
I think so.
I think Tom's a Harvard guy. Very well educated. Tom Cotton a couple of days ago spouting a conspiracy theory that the Chinese made this virus up.
You have the lab in,
there you go. In a lab. You have Rush Limbaugh every day, Presidential Medal, Freedom of Honor. It's hard to say this is the most reckless thing he's ever done, but saying that basically this was just a conspiracy and.
Oh, listen to old Joe ripping on Rush. Who's right, Kev? Trying to remember who got this one right.
First of all, to think that labs around the world and governments around the world aren't developing and working on weaponizing bugs, weaponizing viruses, fungus, anything. I mean, genetic engineering, it's happening. And look at what DARPA does. I mean, DARPA's been around since, you know, the late 50s. We wouldn't have things like a mouse, computer mouse, a number of things that have come out of DARPA. And one of DARPA's things is advanced biological weapon research. So the labs exist. Or they would want you to believe that, a guy, a researcher, went out and got scratched by a monkey. And then he got a bat. The bat scratched the guy. And then he ate a monkey. And then he ate a bat. And then he got it. It's nonsense.
Here's the bottom line. Trump was right.
A lot of people were right.
Trump was right. And they mocked. And everybody I've played here, ask yourself,
yep.
That's smug Fareed Zakaria. You ever going to trust him again?
Oh, come on.
Tom Cotton, one of Donald Trump's staunchest allies in the Senate, suggested that the virus might have originated in a high-security biochemical lab in China. In the 1980s, I remember when the far left trafficked in rumors about HIV having been invented in CIA labs. The far right has now found its own virus conspiracy theory.
But we closed.
President Trump, for his part, fuels the fears by emphasizing how the disease came from China and how he heroically saved American lives by closing the border in late January to people coming from China. In fact, public health officials stress the importance of comprehensive public health systems that can safely and speedily test lots of people, isolate and provide care to those infected, and issue clear guidelines for the rest of us. Things have now ramped up in America, but the...
Isn't that nice that we can get lectured by Fareed? Here's, I think...
Listen, can I drop one on you, too? This is the Dartmouth Undergraduate Journal of Science. As I'm doing more searching here, I found another one. This is back 10 years ago in 2023. Genetically engineered bioweapons are a new breed of weapons for modern warfare. And it goes in reading down about, you know, they're weaponizing Ebola. And they're there's all sorts of
bugs
and things that are going on.
But they said they didn't.
That's right. That's why they're eating their words. And it's sad that people just can't come out and say, yeah, we have these labs. They developed these things. This one got away. Sorry, it shouldn't have happened.
Can't.
Our bad.
Can't
do that, though.
Here's your favorite, buddy.
Deny, deny, deny.
Well, this one doesn't work. I don't know why here. You know who it is?
Fauci.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't have to hear him.
You don't want to hear him?
No.
Yeah, okay.
But again,
October.
Anthrax. You can go down the list of these weapons that are real, and they've been used for decades, years and years and years.
But see, here's the deal: because Trump was saying,
"Oh yeah, I totally get your point."
They
had to take the polar opposite
and
call him out. Yeah,
last October, Fauci was still claiming there's no evidence. COVID came from a coronavirus research lab he was funding in Wuhan.
Trump was right. Alex Jones was right. Rand Paul was right. There's a lot of people that were saying, wait a minute.
If you hear nothing else on this program today, the most important part of this exercise of these idiots eating their words is you can't trust them to say anything other than propaganda. They are not members of the news media or the scientific community or anything else. They are frauds, 100% debunked, corrupt frauds. Pay no attention to them. Nothing. Zippo. Nada. That's what I think the big takeaway is here. These people can't be trusted. And I hope, by providing some salt and pepper, as those words were getting crammed down their throat, they at least appreciated that.
And how many people got canceled? I mean, go down the list. Peter McCullough. Dr. Malone, on down the line.
We're telling the truth.
Telling the truth, yeah.
What's on your mind continues.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It don't take too much to get the wheels turning round.
Birthday boy again, huh?
Top shelf.
11 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. Our final segment already. This show just zoomed by here. Last chance to weigh in on anything we've talked about today. 271-1100. Text us 237-1590. 701-237-1590 to text or to call 701-271-1100. Wait for it. Kev, just wait for it.
Is that lab leak is a theory with no evidence whatsoever.
Right, yeah. Paging the Biden administration, Energy Department, we got some mud on the face, words being eaten by Tony Fauci.
It wasn't in a lab, all right? A guy went out, he was doing research, he was gathering bat guano. and the bat pooped in his mouth, and they got the coronavirus. And then it was all everywhere, and we couldn't stop it.
Yeah, nothing to see here.
Bat pooped in his mouth, I'm telling you.
Guano, I think, right?
Yeah. Love it.
Love it, love it, love it. Brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. I've fallen in love with that MyPillow 2.0, and right now they have a deal where you buy one, you get one free. The reason I've fallen in love with it is because no more tossing and turning. That material is just the best. Sleep is really all about temperature. And this is a pillow with brand new temperature-regulating technology. It keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Works great. MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one now, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for the best deal, and 800-506-9028. Let's go to Brent. Brent, you're next on What's on Your Mind. How you doing, Brent?
I'm doing good. How are you, Scott?
Doing great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I contacted my representative in Trail County about the HB 3024. That's the property tax going up for a vote by the citizens.
Okay.
And he said that he is going to vote no on it because you lose local control. I guess I disagree with him on that because you're still going to have your local school board and your I believe schools are supposed to be funded by the state anyway, but anyhow, so I just wanted to bring up that you should contact your representatives, find out how they plan to vote on that, and if you want to get rid of your property tax and fund these things some other way, you should contact your local representatives. You can get a hold of them at ndlegis.gov. You can find their phone numbers if you kind of look on that website. But like I said, the Trail County guys in District 20, I was only able to get a hold of one of them, and he said he's planning to vote no. So if you live in Trail County, call them guys up or text them, whatever, and or email them and try and change their mind.
Yeah, thank you for that, Brent. I think folks forget how easy they've made it to contact their legislators in North Dakota. I mean, it is really easy. So if you do have an opinion, and I will tell you this, you'd be amazed. I mean, your friend in Trail County there, for instance, if he got five calls, yours and four others, he's going to go, something's in the air on this property taxes. I think I'm going to vote in favor of it. You know, I mean, they are definitely swayed by a small number of people taking the time to contact them. So it makes good sense to do it.
Absolutely. I'm guessing I'm the only one who contacted him, but I didn't ask him. But
what's his name?
Jared Haggart is the one I got a hold of. I got his phone number.
Well, go ahead and give it out for anybody in Trail County, that's for sure.
218-779-8691. And my other representative is Mike Belts. His number is 701-430-1209. I wasn't able to get a hold of him, but I did leave a message for him.
So if you want the property tax relief, I mean, I think it's perfectly fine to call Jared and say, I want it, because, again, it does not take much in the way of actual, you know, citizen outreach. It's just amazing to me. Now, if Brent and I cooked up some deal where we were going to send the same email to every member of the House every day for the next 10 days, that's totally ineffective, you know? Lobbyists, they see them all the time. Yeah, fine. I mean, you know, maybe here or there. I think they make up their own mind, but they do it largely based on what do people who vote want from me. So it doesn't take much. And, Brent, I applaud you for getting in the game.
Well, thank you for making this platform available to people.
You bet. Call again. 701-271-1100. Texter says, scrap all the laws. We only need 10. The 10 given by God. Wouldn't that be a refreshing America? I'm with you. Another texture, your montage of media losers coming to the defense of Chinese actions just reaffirms the fact they are Chinese-owned puppets. How about that? One more here. The fact that you think these people actually care they got caught reporting falsehoods is sad. They don't care. I'm glad you're amused, but they don't care. Probably true.
You got to laugh, though.
That they don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, you do, because it is so rich. And I also think all of us need a reminder not to take these people seriously. We really do. They should influence absolutely nothing. Zippo, nada. All right, we're out of time. Right, Kev? You're giving me the hook?
You bet.
Kevin's taking calls.
Gotta go.
End of the show. Call early. God bless. Bye-bye.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.